So there are three.
Why does he have to tell us how to do? Why does he have to tell all this detail?
I don't know.
Make it.
I don't know. I really don't know why he repeats it. We already learned the details.
I mean, in the Aron Nisan, there's a box in a box. Right?
Yeah.
But why does he have to tell us this?
Why? Because there's a lesson. There's a lesson to learn from all of these things. Okay, here we go. Over here, we're going to run through the psukim very, very quickly because there's no Rashi in a lot of these psukim, so we're going to look for a pasuk that has some Rashi. They were the first layer. The first layer on top of the Mishkan, there was 10 yuriyos, 10 different pieces of material that were stitched together, 5 and 5, and they were connected by hooks. And the lower level was made from material. It was made from sheish, marsar, linen, uscheles, blue, argamon, purple, tlashani, as red, keruvim. They were images. The embroidery had images of keruvim, angels, or a different way of it, angelic figures, masi chayshev, and this was work of a chayshev. Also, Isam, which means that it was done with calculation, it was done with embroidery, it was done with chachmah. The length of each was 28, the width of the rechah was 4 amas, each one was exactly the same. And what did he do? And they were all connected. Okay, then what did he do? That was really 5 and 5. Vayas, then he took it to the 5 and 5, and they were connected by hooks. Vayas, lulois, tcheles, he made hooks of tcheles, al sas ha-yuri ha-echas, mikotze ba-machbores, keinos, al sas ha-yuri ha-kitzuna ba-machbores ha-shenis. The end of each section, there were loops made from tcheles. And what did he do? Chamishim lulos osa l-bi-yuri ha-echas, v'chamishim lulos osa b'kse ha-yuri ha-asher ba-machbores ha-shenis, makbilois ha-lulois ha-chas al-echas. They were makbilois. What does it mean makbilois? It means they were opposite one another. Zel luma ze. Vayas chamishim karseis of 50 hooks. Vaychabers hayuriyos achas alchas vachnosim hooks vahir mishkan echad. Okay, so over here we just, the mamash, there's no Rashi on any of these psukim. And just, he's telling us what he did. All the details of this was discussed in Parshas Teruma. Okay, we have the Mishkan on top of the Mishkan. There was a carving on top of the Mishkan, and the carving was made from a material that was made of shatnes, linen, and three different types of wool. Purple wool, blue wool, and red wool, together with cords of linen. They were all woven together, and they made images. Each piece was 28 amos long by 4 amos wide, and 5 of them were stitched together, and the other 5 were stitched together. And they were condemned at the ends of each one. There were 50 loops made from blue wool, and they were connected with gold hooks. Okay, now we go to the next layer. On top, layer number 2. This was not made from material. This was made from goat skin. Vayas yiriyos izibul al mishkan. Asher yiriyos also some 11 different pieces. This had one more section more than the first in the lower level. The lower level had 10 sections. This had 11 sections. And each section was a bit longer. Instead of only being 28 amos, it was 30 amos. Erech hayirachas 34 amos, it was 4 wide and 30 long. But over here it was connected 5 and 6. Because there are 11 sections, so it's 5 and 6. And he made also hooks. And they were connected. One thing you'll notice is that the loops that were made to connect the upper level, the upper layer of the goat skins, were not made from wool to cheles. And in fact, it doesn't say what material it was made by. I'm assuming it was made from the goat skin, the goat hairs. The goat hairs is what the loops were made from. the loops on the lower level were made from Techeles. And here it does not say what the loops were made from. Okay, next. Vayas, he made karsi in choshti, he made karsi hooks of copper, chamishim, fine. Now we go to Vayas Mikhsa, then on top of this he made a mikhsal oil, oiris, elim, me'odamim, leather. The hides of elim that are red skin, mikhsa, another cover, oiris, techashim, milamola. So basically it sounds like there were four layers covering the Mishkan. The lower layer was material, wool and linen. The second layer was goat skins. And the third layer was oirois elim me'odamim. And the fourth layer was tachash. Okay, and all of this is not one word of Rashi. Let's go to the next section, the krashim. How many krashim? What was each kerish? Each kerish was 10 amos tall, and it was 1.5 amos wide. Okay, was the width of each kerish, and each kerish had two little extensions coming on the bottom. They were corresponding, parallel to one another. No Rashi, anything over here. Now we describe going to go to the crush. How many crush were there in total? There was 48 crushim in total. There were 20 crushim on the southern side. And because each keresh has two yodayim, two little extensions on the bottom, it needs two adonim. So 20 times 2 is 40. So ve'arboim ad nechesef, 40 different sockets, also tachas ha'kesh ma'akroshim, l'shnei adonim tachas ha'kesh ma'akroshim, l'shnei doisav, shnei adonim tachas ha'kesh ma'akroshim, l'shnei doisav. U'l'tzel ha'mishkan ha'shnei yisla fasav on the north side, also the same exact thing, also ha'kesh ma'akroshim, l'zol bezach. Ve'arboim ad nechesef, also the 40 sockets, shnei adonim tachas ha'kesh ma'akroshim, l'shnei adonim tachas ha'kesh ma'akroshim. U'l'yag zeh ha'mishkan yama, what about the back? The back, yama is the west. On the west side, there were shisha krashim. There were six. Now it's not really six, it's going to be six that are regular, and then they're going to be two corner krashim. Ushnei krashim, another two krashim, lim kutsois ha-mishkan, and two more krashim were made for the corners of the mishkan, by yar chasoyim, in the corners. Okay, ushnei krashim also lim kutsois, for the corners, by yar chasoyim at the end. Okay, so this really does not explain anything over here, but there were two more. There was a total of eight. Six regular krashim and two special krashim which went to the corners. And the yusayim milamata. And now we're discussing all the krashim. They were soyam and milamata. They were matched on the bottom. Viacht of yusayim el reshoi. And on top, they were complete. El hatabas rechas. They were connected with a ring on top. Kenasa l'shnehem. Oh, I'm sorry, this is going over here on the two corners. Vayu samim al molamata, they should be on the bottom, they shall be complete. And on top, in order to perfectly align themselves with the other, with the corner, they were Vayu samim al molamata, v'yachta Vayu samim al reshoi, el atabas v'echas, keinasa l'shneim mitzais. Okay, we have to go look at the pictures to understand what this means, so we're just going to go further. Vayushmani Kadashim, there were eight Krashim in total, the other name Kesef, Shish Osu Adonim, each on the back had two sockets for a total of 16. Kain also Adam Shangesa Shish Osu Adonim, 16, Shnei Adonim, the Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKerish Rechad. Okay, so therefore how many Adonim do we have so far? So far we have 96 Adonim. 96. Why? Because we have 20 Krashim on the south, 20 krashim on the north. Each keresh needs two adonim. That's already, it's 40, 80. And there are eight in the back. Eight in the back is 16 sockets. Because each keresh has two sockets. So it's 40, 40, 16. 40 plus 40 is 80. Plus 16 is 96. 96. You have 96 krashim. Where are the other four adonim? The other four Adonim are between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were four Amudim separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and each one of these pillars had a socket for a grand total of 100 Adonim. Okay, so we have over here the Krashim. Let's review. The Krashim are a grand total. There are a total of, how many Krashim are there in total? Regular Krashim, there are 20, 48. There are 48 Krashim. 48 Krashim. The Krashim are 10 Amas tall, an Amma and a half wide. It doesn't say the thickness. I think the thickness was 1. It doesn't say the thickness, how thick they were. That's interesting. Why it doesn't say how thick they were? But it says they were 1.5 wide, and they were 10 Amas tall, and there was 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, 8 on the back side. The 8 on the back side were divided between 6 regular ones and 2 specialty pieces, corner pieces. And there's a big machlokes is exactly what that means and why they were different. That has to be looked in the picture and analyzed, the machlokes and the Gemara, what it means, and Rashi and Parshas Truma. But it's a grand total of 20, 40, 58. What did I say? 48. 20, 20, and 8. A grand total of 48 Krashim. Each of these Krashim had two Yodayim, two extensions coming down on the bottom. And into those extensions, they would put two Adonim. So 48 multiplied by 2 is 96. Now, in addition, there were also Amudim pillars. They're not called Krashim. They're called pillars that went in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and each of those pillars had only one socket. So those four, now those four have, each one has a socket, so and those sockets were identical to the other sockets, so then therefore it's 96 plus 4 for a grand total of exactly 100 Adonim in the Mishkan. So here it says, now it goes further. There were 5 brichim. What are the 5 brichim? On, let's say on the southern side, on the very, very top, there was 2 brichim. There was one briach which went from one end to the center. In other words, there are 20 krashim, and a briach went through 10 of them, alongside 10 of the krashim. And it was met by another briach which then went from there to the other end, another 10 krashim. So it extended the entire length. The entire side of the Mishkan was 20 krashim, which is 30 amos, because each keresh is an amos and a half wide, 30 amos. So each of these bars was 15 amos. And there were really a total of 4 of them. 2 on top, 2 on the bottom. And in the middle was the briach hatichon. And this briach hatichon, it wrapped around the entire Mishkan. You put it in and bent. It was a miracle. And how long did it have to be then? Well, it's 30 on one side, 30 on the other side, and 10 on the back side. 60, 70 amos. The briach hatichon was miraculously 7 amos and it bent. You put it inside the keresh and it wrapped all the way around. You have to go look at the picture books to appreciate this. So therefore, if you go look at each, so it's a little bit misleading. It says in the pasuk, "Vayas briach atzei shitim chamisha." Each side of the Mishkan had a total of 5 bars, 2 on top, 2 on the bottom, and 1 in the center. The 2 on top, it was, again, the span is 30 amas. There are 20 Karashim. Each Karash is 1.5 amas wide. That's a grand total of 30 amas in length. And there were 2 bars, so each bar was 15. 15 plus 15 equals 30. 2 on top, 2 on the bottom, and 1 in the center for a grand total of 5. Vayas b'richei atzei shitim. Vayas b'richei atzei shitim. V'chamisha 5 l'karshei tzal mishkan v'echas. V'chamisha another 5 l'karshei tzal mishkan ha'shenis. V'chamisha v'richei l'karshei tzal mishkan v'yachas ha'myom. On the west. Okay, so far, notice no Rashis. Vayas is Briach Aticha, and then there was a center Briach. And the center Briach went in the center. Wait a minute. Chamisha Vayat, and this Briach, Vayas Briach Aticha, the Briach Aticha is number 5. Chamisha, okay, there's 5, it's 2 on top, 2 on the bottom. And the Briach Aticha is the one that's in the center, which really goes all the way around. Okay, now the Krashim, the Brichim had wings. The wings were there to hold the Briach. The Krashim, they were covered with gold, and the rings were made of gold. Bottom, they were holders, La Brichim, by Yitzaf, Esa Brichim, and the Brichim also were gold. Everything was covered with gold. The Keresh was covered with gold, the Briach was covered with gold, and the rings were made out of gold. Good, we're done. Now we go to the Pareches. The Pareches separated between at the 20 Amma line, at between the 20 Amas and 10 Amas. Vayas al Pareches, and they made the Pareches. Techeilis agamot lashani v'shesh ma'asar ma'aseh choyshev. It was work of a craftsman. Also, I saw it was embroidery, which meant that there were pictures on it. Also, I saw kiruvim, there was an image of kiruvim. Okay, so over here, the Pareches was also made out of shatnez. Zel Mazach, the Pareches was made out of the same material as the lower, the bottom layer that covered the Mishkan. Vayasla, now here's what I said before, this is very interesting. Vayasla arbo'o amudei shitim. Okay, there were 4 pillars. These are not called kerushim. This is very interesting. At least for me, interesting is that there were 48 kerushim and 4 amudim. What's the difference? What's the difference between the amudim and the kerushim? Well, we don't know exactly. We don't know exactly. It doesn't tell us. It's very interesting. It does not tell us the width and length, the width and thickness of the amudim. Isn't that amazing? It tells us how wide the kerushim were, but it does tell us how wide the amudim were, and it doesn't tell us how thick they were. It's very interesting. Vayasa arba amudei shitim, 4. Vayitzapim zahav vavehem. Now it says here they had hooks, anayidin, hooks of gold. The hooks of gold on these amudim supported the pareches. Vayitzayk lahem, and they cast upon them. Here's what we said before: the arbo'o adnei chosef, 4 more adonim on these 4 amudim that separated between the kodesh and kodesh kodashim. Okay, vayas mosach. Now we're going to the front. Okay, vayas mosach. Now in the front it was a mosach. The mosach is a curtain in the front. L'pesach oil techeil zegamet lashoni v'shesh mosach. The same material. Same material. It was a mosach, a curtain. L'pesach oil blue, purple, lashoni, v'shesh mosar. Maaseh roikim. Now, here's something, okay, I'm going to come back to this in a second. Okay, and it says, V'yes amudov chamisha. And what supported this mosach, this curtain? There were 5 pillars, and there were hooks. Okay, V'yes amudov chamisha, V'yes vavayim, and there are hooks. V'tzipa roshayhem, and the tops were covered. V'chashukayhem, there's a new zach. What has been chashukehem? Chashukehem means wraparounds with gold. They were covered with gold. The tzipa, only the top. Here it says, the amuda v'chamisha v'vavayim. It says over here, the poles, the pillars in the front of the Mishkan were not covered with gold. Only the top was covered with gold. Okay, I think it's Kedai, because we'll learn this. Let's look at some pictures. Let me try to find on Google. Let's try to find on Google some pictures so we can get a better appreciation. Mayer is not going to be able to see this because he's only on the phone, unless he has special powers. So let's go over here to the Mishkan. Mishkan, let's try to get a picture over here of this.
Okay, Go to the Temple Institute.
No, that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's not going to help us.
But they may have the Mishkan there too.
I have some very nice pictures over here. I have some beautiful pictures. You come online there, you'll see I have all these really good pictures.
I keep on getting bounced off.
Okay, so I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go look at a lot of the pictures over here. Together, go one at a time. Let's go.
If you have pictures of the Cherubim, I'll go online.
What? What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Pictures of the Cherubim, I'll go online.
The Cherubim? What did you say?
There's
a lot of pictures of everything, Igor.
Cherubim.
So let's go look at the picture. Where was the picture I just saw over here before? It was a good picture. No, what happened? That's not the picture I had before. 1 second. What's going on here? Okay, let's go look at this picture. One picture at a time. Yeah. Here's this picture. Just get an appreciation of what's going on over here. Okay. Eichler's, the tabernacle. Okay, here's this picture. Let's bring it up big. Let's see if we can bring it up big. Okay, here's this picture. It doesn't want to get bigger, so make it bigger. Get 5% off your next order. All right, I can't get it bigger, but basically see over here is, the entire courtyard. We're only focusing on this part. We're only focusing on this thing in the middle. Do you see my cursor? I don't think you see my cursor. I have to go now do that thing we did before. Give me 1 second. How do I get the cursor? Okay, annotate. Okay. And here with the mouse. Okay. Now, can you see my cursor? My blazer, you can see it? Good, okay. So you see, we're only focusing here on what's in the middle. We're not focusing on anything other than what's in the middle. Okay, let's go back. What happened over here? Okay, let's go back. Let's get another picture. Let's find another picture of the Mishkan. Okay, now here's the Mishkan itself. Let's look at this picture. This is a great picture. I never saw this picture. This is a wonderful, wonderful picture. Okay, this picture, what's so nice about it, is it shows you all the layers. Can I make it bigger? I don't think I can make this bigger over here. Okay. Can't make it. Doesn't want to get bigger. Click. Doesn't want to get bigger. Oh, gets it. I got it bigger now. What happened? Oh, yeah. Okay. Try to make it a little bigger. Click here. Click to make this the most ideal of the free account. What's it doing over here? Making trouble for me over here. Close this. Okay. Now, in this picture, you can see my mouse? You can see my mouse? Okay. In this picture, what's so good about it, notice here's the front. Do you see it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? This is the masach. The red, this stuff that they put in the front, that's called the masach. The masach is supported by 5 pillars, amudim. Now, in this picture, it's hard to see what they're trying to do. This is wood. This is raw wood. Nothing here is covered. The only thing that's covered with gold are the very, very top. The very top is covered with gold. And then the chashukehem. Now, I don't see here what they're doing as the chashukehem. Typically, I'll show you another picture. The chashukehem typically is the wraparounds. Like you take like copper wire, gold wire, and you go in a circle around it. That's called chashukehem. Then I don't see it over here. Or maybe they have a different interpretation. You see on the bottom there, Adonim? These Adonim are made from copper, not from gold, not from silver. So this is wood. It's covered on top. The top is gold. The bottom has sockets of copper. And there are chashukim, which wraparounds, which are gold. Okay, now what else do we see over here? It shows you here the 4 layers. This is beautiful. It shows you here the 4 layers. The lowest layer is the Yirioys. This is Shatnez. This is Shatnez. This is made from linen, wool, 3 different types of wool. Blue, red, and purple, and white. The white, they're trying to show you a little bit. The white is linen. There is Argamon is purple. There's some purple there. And it's supposed to be Tolas Shani is the red. And there's also Tcheles is some blue. And notice this does not go all the way down because this goes all the way up on top. It's 28 amos. 28 amos is not going to get you. There's going to be 2 amos that are exposed. Because the Krushim are 10, 10 here, 10 here is 20, and on top is 10, how much is inside? It's also 10 inside. So it's 10, 20, and inside on top is another 10, plus a little bit more. Basically, if you would want to go from the bottom all the way up, and all the way across, and all the way down, you would need it to be at least 30. 10 up will be more than 30, because the thickness of the crushing also takes up space. 32. So it'll be 10, 10, 10, that's already 30, and a shtickle more for the top, the thickness of the crushing. Let's say it'll be even 32, even more, 32 and a little bit more, because it's the bend. It wasn't. It was only 28. And you see over here, it's stitched together. This is one of 10 pieces. And the next layer is the goatskins. The goatskins were two amos more, so it came down a little bit more over. And here, here are the sections. There were 11 of these sections. Okay, now if you look very carefully, you can see in the middle over here, that's where they met. There was 5 and 6. You can see there are gold hooks. There are gold hooks connecting this section to that section. On top was the Eilos Elim Me'adamim, red. This is ram skin, dyed red. Substitutionary sacrifice. What? I don't know what that is. And then there is the Tachash. And it's very beautiful what they do here in this picture. And they show you how they tied it down to the ground with hooks. There are hooks. And these things were tied with hooks to keep it covered on top of the Mishkan. Now let's go look at another picture. Okay, let's find another picture over here somewhere. Let's see if we can find a good picture which has some good illustrations of the Mishkan, the Krushim. The Krushim of the Mishkan. Oh, here's a good picture. This is an excellent picture. Excellent picture. When I was a kid, they didn't have any of this. And very, very little. Who says we were worse off? Who says we were worse off? Maybe we were better off those days. Okay, look at this kid. Look what he's doing. This rabbi is teaching the kindalach. He sees these are the krushim, and he's putting in a briach. You see this briach? He's putting in this beam, this bar, into the hooks. That bar the kid is holding in his hand is 15 amos long, and it reaches the center. And then you put another one on the other side, one on top and one over here, for a grand total of 4. And then there was the Brich HaTichon that was inside. It went inside the Mishkan. Okay, so let's go look at what happened over here. Let's go look at another picture. This picture I wanted to look at. This is a great picture. See, this is a great picture. This is a fantastic picture. Look at this. So in this picture, you see all of the krushim and the amudim. Along the end, this is the southern side. This is the southern side. There are a total over here of let's make it bigger. There are a total of 20 krushim. 1, 2, 3, count, there are 20 krushim. On the other side, there are 20 krushim. In the middle of the back, there are 6, and then you look very carefully, let's say it's very, very big, there are 2 special corner krushim. This keresh is a corner keresh. It's different. Interesting that in the picture, they put the bar. How do they know to do this? A lot of this is speculation. They put the bar of the back on this keresh, and they didn't put the bar along the side on this keresh. These 2 corner krushim are very, very mysterious. There are a lot of questions that are not really answered to explain what's going on with these 2 corner krushim. In this picture, look at speculation. They took the briach in the back, and they also connected it to the corner keresh in the back. Who says that's correct? Maybe it was connected to the briach in the side. Maybe it was both. Maybe it was none. How do they know how to do this? Who told them to do this? I don't know. Art school also has some very strange things, and then that I don't know, that it's speculation. So yeah, we have 20 here, 20 here. We got 6 in the back, and we have 2 specialties corners. Now, what are these guys? What are these guys here? These are not called crushim. They're called amudim, pillars. They're not as wide. And they were wood, covered with gold, completely with gold. And they had sockets. You can't see the socket, but they had the same socket. Each one of the crushim had 2 sockets. Silver, made from silver. These are silver. Each keresh had 2 sockets. You really zoom in, you can see each keresh had 2 sockets. The pillars only had 1 socket. For a grand total of exactly 100 of these silver little guys. Because there are 48 keroshim equals 96 sockets of silver. And it's 4 amudim. And the 4 amudim had 4 sockets for a grand total of 100. Now these guys in the front, they're different. These are wood. This is not gold. See, it's hard to see. You can't see the color contrast. Everything here was covered with gold. These were not covered with gold. I don't know. They don't really show it. It's not good. This is really no good, what they did over here. It's very bad what they did. Very terrible. This is made from wood. The bottom, they show a red socket because the socket on the bottom was copper. But it's wood. And they're not showing you, I'm very disturbed, they're not showing you that on top it was covered with gold. But these are not gold, they should be a different color. The top was gold, and here they show the chashukim. You see what they did for the chashukim? No one knows what chashukim are. Everyone makes up their own bamamais, what it is. They, this picture, they made the chashukim around, just like these little things that go around it. They put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're not continuous. Conjecture. Okay, let's see another picture. Get a taste of all the different. This is very nice. Look at this. It's nice. Here they show you covered. They show it you covered. Okay, here they show. This is called kruvim. This means maaseh choshev kruvim. They're showing you over here. It's a very good picture, this picture. This is the covering. Notice you count the pieces, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then in the center, you see this white thing? Pretty shvachim isis. It's not good. I don't like this. It's supposed to be loops, 50 loops of blue. Where are the loops of blue? I don't say loops of blue. We have a white thing over here. And hooks. Where are the hooks? It's no good. And then they have 1, 2, 3, 4. At least over here it's blue. And they have pictures of lions, kruvim. No one knows what that is either. Okay, let's look for another picture. Let's try to find some more pictures. Let's see. Okay, they show us a more picture over here. That was a good picture. I like that one. All right, let's see if we can find some more pictures. Mishkan. Let's go back. We're running out of time. This is nice. You like this? The aron? This is pretty cool. This is pretty cool, no? This is a nice aron. I never saw such a nice picture of the aron. Art school didn't make so nice like this. This is a nice, May, you're missing out. This is a nice picture. This is nice. Oh, yeah, music.
Teachings of Rabbi Ephraim Sprecher, Dean of Students at Diaspora Yeshiva on Mount Zion, Jerusalem.
Sure, today I want to speak about is the Mishkan. Was it plan A or was it plan B?
I don't know how to turn this off.
But why should I care?
I don't know how to turn this off. 1 second.
The Mishkan account.
I don't know how to turn this off. Right. 1 second. Let me turn this off.
The Mishkan.
What's going on over here? What's going on over? 1 second. Making trouble for me here. All right. Got it off. Okay. Now, let's try one more. We're out of your touch. Let's try to find one more picture. Something good here to make it, to show, really bring out the beauty of the Mishkan. Let's see what we can find over here. Online. Is this? Yeah, this is not bad. This is a good picture. Look at this. This is a nice picture also. I like this picture. This looks nice. Here, inside the Mishkan. This is a good picture. Blaze is a good picture. You see this? This is a good picture. This picture over here, they're showing you They're showing you inside the Mishkan. You can see the Krushim. You can see the Krushim. You can see the silver sockets. And you see over here, this is the Pareches. Here is the Pareches. And you can see it's hanging on the four pillars. There are four pillars. And there are hooks. And this is no good, though. This is no good. No good. Protest. What's this bar? They put a bar on top. Where does it say to make a bar? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah of a bar. This is Baal Tosef. It's a nice picture, but on here you can see the other side, the five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here you see it's covered with silver. It's not so good, this picture. A little bit not accurate. But let's see, maybe find another picture over here quickly before we conclude. There's some good stuff. You go online, you can spend the whole day on this. Let me type in over here the Krushim. Mishkan Krushim. Mishkan Krushim. Okay, we go to images. Okay, we'll finish up over here. Let's see if we get a nice picture of the Krushim. Here's a good picture of the Krushim. So anything better? Nothing more than this. This is what we got. Here, this is from Art School. This is the Art School book. I took it from this Art School. It's very Macbeth. Now I go put, they make a photocopy of their stuff, they go crazy. So where's the picture? Here's the picture. Let's see. Here's the picture. It's a good picture. We have to make it bigger, though. We have to make it bigger. This is a very good picture. See, this is the bottom of the Krushim. The bottom, the Shnei Adonim. Here's the bottom of the Keresh. There are two Yodayim that come out, and here are the two sockets. On the top of the Keresh, and also they show the thickness. It was 1.5 amma wide, and it was 1 amma thick. I don't know where they get that from. What does it say? I don't know where they got that from. I'm not exactly sure. This is a poster. Look at this. This is a poster. Poster you can buy in the store. Wow. Oversized vinyl poster. They hang up in the yeshivas to show the kindlach. This is taken right out of Art School. On the top, they had these little clamps. This is not what they taught us. This is not a tabernacle book. You know, years ago, I used to be into this. I used to go collect all the different things. I learned the menorah, but then there was much less. Today, I wouldn't even try because you go online. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's been so many new things that have come out. It's literally infinite. Okay, anything last thing we can do before here? Look at this, a good picture. This is a nice picture of the Krushim. This picture will stop with this. Where's the picture? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where's the picture? Here. See, someone did a lot of research. Very nice. Yeah. So, this is the Keresh. You have over here the Keresh. And you have the two Adonim. And the Brichim on the outside. And the Brich HaTichon is on the inside. All right, there's an enormous amount of stuff on this. I have a home of Sefer, a person in Cleveland, Ohio. He put out a Sefer like none other. Mamish like no one else. It is such a masterpiece, you can't even imagine. There are no color pictures. There's no fancy color illustrations. They are nice. Okay, they are nice. I've got to call my brother back. There are nice illustrations like this. He has illustrations in the clean, very modern, clean look like this. And he goes through all of the Rishonim from beginning to end, and he shows you every opinion on every single prat, every single detail of the Mishkan, all the opinions. Like, you know, you grow up in yeshiva, you know, in kindergarten, they teach you, you think, oh, that's how it looks. We're taught, like, one opinion. Rashi, I mean, pretty much what Rashi says. But even Rashi, a lot of things that Rashi says are not perfectly clear. And then when they go, we had the tabernacle book when we were kids. The tabernacle book, and we were brainwashed. That's how it looks. And then over the years, new things came out. Wait a minute. That's not what it shows in the tabernacle book. Art school, when they published their chiddushim, is very different. Very different than the tabernacle book. And that's not the only thing. There are a lot of things there that are also questionable. And he goes through every little detail, and it is a real revelation. All right, everybody, Sai, thank you so much for coming. This is very enjoyable. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. All the best, everyone. There was no Rashi tonight, so we just did this. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Siddur. Mr. Ms. Glatter, Rabbi Laser, thank you so much for coming. Mr. Ms. Glatter, have a wonderful night. Heshi, Yashrech, for coming. And Acharon, Acharon Chaviv. To the one that's Roya, oh, he disappeared already. Oh, here he is. Roya ve'ena nira, or neither. He's not Roya and he's not near, because he's on the telephone. All right, have a wonderful night. I have to step out now. I have to take a very important phone call. I got to go talk to my brother about something. All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Sei gesund.